6 o'clock, call to order the special meeting of the Idaho Wild Water District. We'll have a roll call. Mr. Hunt is absent. Mr. Kunkel?
Here.
Mr. Jen?
Here.
Mr. Zabadi?
Here.
And I'm President Shelley, and I'm here also. We are recording the meeting. The first portion is public comment. At a special meeting, we ask, but cannot require, but we ask that you limit your comments to the item on the special agenda, which is the general manager. We have one other item on the agenda, which is the vacancy, and that will be addressed when we get past public comments. So at this time, is there any public comment? Mr. Smith?
Yes. As you know, I'm the initiator of the water rights complaint against the Idaho Water District. What a lot of people don't understand is what brought about that. Some 20 years ago, I had noticed that there were numerous surface water diversions along Strawberry Creek and Idaho Creek and two other creek systems. And these diversions were unlawful in my perception. So I looked at that, and I looked at the spring water exportation that happened here, and I prioritized that list. There were 17 surface water diversions that I had reported at that time. That priority list made it very clear what was to be first, and that was to stop the export of water off this mountain. After that, it became the clear violations of the surface water diversions. I chose several cases to move forward in criminal prosecutions. Those criminal prosecutions were successful. Those individuals engaged in dropping infrastructure into a creek. It did not include the claim of riparian right, but an employee from this district told these individuals, pursuant to the criminal record, that it was okay to engage in that conduct. That is part of the criminal record. That same thing on a hearsay level took place for the Idaho Water export. That is very consequential to the picture. When I saw that, I saw a need to move forward on the administrative prosecution for Idaho Water. I saw it as a very serious issue related to surface water production on this mountain and move forward with that. I spoke with Laura Levi this afternoon. She made it very clear that there is no good solution to this water rights complaint and that it is going to continue. And that means for you, more money.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you mentioned a name and I'm not familiar with who that person is.
That person is, at the time, back 10 years ago, she was the engineer responsible for the investigation that took place. She's now the coordinating engineer for the state of California.
Okay.
As it relates to that. She's the one that secures counsel and that type of thing and moves forward on the prosecution. Because I believe that there is movement here, I have secured, once again, a leading water rights firm to facilitate compliance with what the state has asked of you. I believe, and I've always believed, that a solution should be sought with the surface water diverters on this mountain. Okay? That's you and Fern Valley. That's not Pine Cove. And that has always been a very serious concern of mine. This district has chosen not that avenue. I'm going to suggest that you look at that avenue again, because this is going, if anything, it's going to continue to cost some very serious money.
Sorry to interrupt you. What is that avenue? I'm sorry, I'm not very clear on what you're saying. What is the avenue that we should pursue?
Cooperation with Fern Valley on surface water diversions. Claiming 400 miners inches to drain a creek is probably irresponsible. But that's neither here nor there. The state will have a determination on what they do or not do. But regardless if they do something or don't do something, it has very serious ramifications for what happens on this mountain. And I think that you need to focus on the well-being of this district, what is in the interest of the community instead of playing all these side games. I am no longer concerned about what happens with Pine Cove Water and your claims to want to look at the issue of consolidation. I am fairly convinced that the vast majority of people in Pine Cove have very serious concerns about the structure of this district. I would encourage you to focus on this district and moving with the resources that you have available to stabilize it. You can do what you want. You're obviously going to do that. But I think that you're your own worst enemy. And you need to stop that. You need to focus on what is important for you in this community and what is long term. And I don't think you've done it.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Can I ask Mr. Smith? I mean, this is an interesting issue. I am, you know, I know what we claim. I don't think we ever withdrew that kind of water to start with. But neither here or there. I mean, you have a complaint that's going on, and you know, 2 or 3 months ago, there was somebody here, the attorneys from the water district were here, and I don't know, it's still pending, nobody's decided anything. But do you think our agreement with Fern Valley concerning water rights would affect that complaint in any way whatsoever?
I believe that if you were to, okay, this is just my belief.
Right.
It has nothing to do with anything else. I believe the state is well aware of the pin that happens here. If your water right is affirmed, Fern Valley dies, by the way, of its construction. 400 miners inches on a pre-1914 right wipes out any license that's post-1914. The state is very aware of what that means.
Hmm.
Whether it has any bearing upon what their decision is, that's not relevant.
Hmm.
But it certainly sits in the back of the attorneys' minds and the state engineers' minds, although they would claim it does not bear upon their thought process. The other side of that equation is very simple, too. If they determine you lose your right, the consequences to this community in Idlewild are very serious. Okay. I will tell you, when I told you before that it's neither here nor there how the complaint turns out, it will facilitate an eventual solution.
Hmm. I appreciate your comments. Thanks.
Any other public comment? Trudy?
I'm sorry. I wanted a copy of David's resignation.
There is no. It was just a statement made at the last meeting. There's been no official resignation.
Is that legal?
The statement, and don't quote me, understand, he said, effective the next general meeting, he intends to resign. That's as far as I know.
So
I'm not sure it's a resignation.
That's not a resignation.
Right. That's what I thought.
Trudy.
Yes. My comments are regarding the general manager, but I'd like to start by, I thought David was going to be here, and I wanted to tell him that I do appreciate his service to our community, as I appreciate all the board members' service to our community. And I regret that he was not able to serve on the Idlewild Water District Board under more auspicious circumstances. And I do feel the same about all of you guys who are putting in a lot of time to try to right the ship. I do hope that the board, that you guys will move swiftly to rectify the errors of the current general manager and begin by firing him. I also appreciate the Idlewild Water District Board calling a special meeting to review our current general manager's performance. I hope that you will be thorough in his evaluation, especially in light of Jack Hoagland's lack of transparency and his tendency to work at the edges and beyond of his authority and of possibly the law. This is my personal statement. In contrast to last week's marathon meeting, I attended Fern Valley Water District meeting last Friday, and these are some of my impressions. The board worked with a well-organized, brief, easy-to-read board packet. The manager showed deference to board members, as well as concern about individual customer satisfaction through both his tone as well as specific comments. He answered all questions thoroughly and carried out the board's agenda. The general manager and board members appear to be open-minded about the San Jacinto Watershed Watchdog's mission and showed concern about Idyllwild Water District functioning well as a neighboring district. I believe that we need to fire the current general manager because of, one, contaminated water. The water contamination issues were concealed from us and have not been resolved in a thorough manner. The general manager has not been doing normal maintenance and fleshing out the lines at Lower Pinecrest, or looking at the many long-term solutions, such as looping, drilling new wells, or permanently using the downtown wells. Fern Valley Water District, they talked about the additional cost of using some of their wells, and they found out that it actually wasn't as costly as they thought it was going to be, their electrical bill. Instead, the general manager, at the same time we were having issues with the contaminated water, he was busy making questionable deals about the board's back, behind the board's back, and without legal counsel, with private developers and the community center, contrary to the public interest. We, the customers, need to feel safe drinking Idyllwild Water District water from the tap again. The second reason we want the general manager to be fired is because of Oakwood, because of giving away 3 new water meters to a developer of a multifamily housing without consulting with the board or the Idyllwild Water District attorney. He tried to imply at last meeting that he consulted with the attorney, and then it turned out, well, he did talk to the attorney briefly after the fact about something. The general manager has no authority to reduce the district's revenue by approximately $80,000 with a legally questionable contract. Furthermore, the general manager allowed the developer to place 2 meters in addition to the original 1 meter, which makes 3 meters, on a specific lot, contrary to Idyllwild Water District policy of allowing only 1 meter per lot. And as you recall, board member Mr. Kunkel requested an investigation, and Vice President Peter Savati called the deal terrible judgment and a substantial failure. And San Jacinto Watershed Watchdogs believes the board should rescind the contract. And the third, ICC, because the attempt to take over in perpetuity the maintenance of private water lines going to, from, and on the ICC development, the general manager should not be committing to repairing and replacing pipe for special customers when the rest of us are required to repair and replace all water lines in our properties. In the search for a new full-time general manager willing to live locally, Idyllwild Water District has already announced the position, and thank you guys for moving forward on that. So far, there have been 10 responses from qualified applicants. The Watershed Watchdogs recommends that you hire a talented general manager who has come up the ranks up to the supervisor level with firsthand experience in field work, fixing problems pertaining to water and sewer treatment. Our new general manager must demonstrate the ability to work successfully with neighboring water districts. In summary, I urge you guys. Vote to terminate John Jack Hoagland's contract as part-time general manager of Idyllwild Water District after your closed meeting tonight. In this way, our district can begin to repair its relationship with Idlewild Water customers, our neighboring districts, and our community as a whole. There's a complete lack of faith in the current general manager, and this lack of faith is tainting our community trust in both the district and the board.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Mr. Smith, is this a different comment, or is this the same comment?
No, it's different.
Okay.
I think it's totally unfair to place the blame on Jack Oakland completely. And what I refer to on that is that you establish the expectations of your general manager. You give him the room from which to operate. And you give him complete latitude, then you take some responsibility in how you manage that. If the general manager feels safe in only talking to one board member, then the entire board is complicit in that arena. And from what I have understood and what I have overheard in conversations outside by board members and other things, I get the feeling that there are board members in the know, and that there were board members that weren't in the know, and that we treat it as an entire surprise that he engages in a certain behavior, when I think that the problem is that you failed to establish expectations of his of where you want him to communicate and not. For him to be able to, if you were to speak to Jack, I am not a fan of Jack Hoagland, but I will tell you that I am certain that he believes that his center is correct in how he chose to move in this district. And for that center to be there, he had to believe he had that room to do that. So if the board is upset at the way that he is moving, then I would say you have failed to clearly define your expectations of him. So I don't hold Jack Hoagland completely accountable here. I think it's the entire group here, including him.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any other public comment? No? Okay. We'll move to item number one. Item number one on our open agenda is the board vacancy. I'll entertain a motion to table that motion, or to table that item.
I'll make a motion to table that.
Okay, we have a motion to table. Is there a second? Any comment, Mr. Kunkel? No? Mr. Jin, any comment? Mr. Sabati, any comment? No? Any public comment? Yes.
Well, I have to admit my ignorance. I've only lived here a year. We moved here a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if the general manager has let people down and that trust has eroded, instead of going to every other person who might share some blame, then we need to look at what Trudy suggested about a general manager who would not on his own do certain things. Even doesn't need the board like parents, you know, bringing down his neck, just wouldn't do it, wouldn't make certain deals without making sure that that he was doing it transparently. And I think that that in itself is reason to be looking for a new general manager. Someone that inspires trust, someone that has some kind of a moral core knowing on his own or her own what is right, what is fair, so the residents here in the community.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Can I make a comment with respect to Trudy's statement previously? What to expect out of our...
Just a moment.
Right, sorry.
Just a moment. We have a motion and a second about tabling the first item of business, which is the vacancy. And so if there's any public comment about the vacancy, we would take that now. No comment on the vacancy. Thank you. We'll have a vote then. All those in favor of tabling the first item of business, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Okay, that item is tabled. Now, if there's any other comments before we go into closed session? No? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Smith.
Although I am fundamentally opposed to some of the decisions that have been made in this district as it relates to Jack Hoagland and how he's engaged it, Jack Hoagland is an experienced manager and engineer in the field of water production. And he may not be aware of the fact that I've had experience with him on several other watersheds with family matters and as it relates to surface water issues and riparian issues on some of the rivers that exist here. And I will tell you that my personal experience is that he has a lot of experience. He's a very assertive manager, and he tries to represent the interests of his employer the best that he can. I think that that's really important to say that. And again, I come back to the issue that the freedom that he felt that he had is likely as a result of his perception of the freedom you gave him.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Director's comment, if you don't mind.
Yes, and now at this time, before we go into closed session, any directors that would like to make a comment? Mr. Shabati.
Trudy, you're asking for Jack Hoagland to be terminated. I want to make sure you understand the purpose of this special meeting is to evaluate his performance. If we wanted to terminate him, it's not an agenda item. We'd have to have a separate meeting for that. So don't expect anything coming out of this as a termination, because that would be violating the Brown Act.
Thank you, Mr. Zavadi. There's no other director's comments that let me made, Mr. Kunkel? Mr. Jim?
No.
We'll take a 5-minute recess, and then we'll come back into closed session.